Therese Wilkham just returned from a trip to India. She brought back a ceramic tile a little bigger than a Scrabble piece, set in a sort of fingerless glove that Velcros onto the wearer's hand.
And so if you put your hand down, tell me how long it takes for it to warm up for you. Do you feel it?
Oh, it's already warm. Yeah.
Right.
With a battery-powered control, she's able to heat the tile and my previously icy hand in about a second. A second later, she can also make it very cold. Wilkham is the director of assistive technology in New Hampshire, or AT-in-NH. She's also a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Occupational Therapy at UNH. And she's particularly excited about using this technology to help farmers who are also amputees with prosthetic limbs, her specialty.
One of the challenges, of course, this time of year is with individuals using prosthetic devices and the terminal device. It's often made out of stainless steel. It gets very cold. It transmits through a hard socket.
The same happens during the summer, when metal components can get very hot. So Wilkham is excited about this ceramic tile technology. Of course, here in New Hampshire, and especially at this time of year, you don't have to work outside to frequently find yourself in adverse weather conditions.
That's okay with you?
Jason Lala is a certified practitioner at Next Step Bionics and Prosthetics in Manchester. He agrees one of the biggest challenges for a granite stator with a prosthetic limb is winter cold.
The metal components are exposed to the weather, and the metal was acting kind of like a cold sink.
But Lala says a lot can be done with insulation. One of his clients, Leo Havlin, whose right leg was amputated 2 years ago, says insulation does the trick for him. He drives a concrete truck for construction down in Boston, and recalls one day not too long ago when the city was well below freezing.
Yeah, my left leg and my foot were cold, but my right leg didn't feel a thing.
Ice is another problem. Lala says not being able to feel the ice underfoot is one challenge. Another is that most prosthetic ankles don't really bend.
Humans generally have learned that when you step on ice in icy conditions, you walk very flat-footed. And you can take almost a full stride because you can angle your foot so it still comes down kind of flat on that surface. With a prosthesis, if you extend your leg to take a stride, it's coming down on the very tip of the heel, and it'll just slide away from you really easily.
Lala says a bending, bionic ankle is available and has made winter a lot easier for some of his clients. But the advancement he most wants to see has less to do with dealing with winter weather and more to do with enjoying it. Lala's leg was amputated above the knee when he was 18, and soon after, he got into skiing. He eventually joined the U.S. Disabled Ski Team, winning gold medals at the 1998 Winter Paralympics and at the World Championships in 2000. Back then, Lala says above-the-knee amputees like him skied on one leg, without a prosthesis, using a pair of crutches called outriggers that have short little skis on the ends. That's because a prosthetic knee that could bend and rotate the right way for skiing just didn't exist yet. Now, it does, but a special prosthesis for skiing costs many thousands of dollars and is often not covered by insurance. Lala, who now coaches disabled skiers, says he wants to see sports-specific prostheses made available to more amputees.
Are we trying to get people back to where they can just do the bare minimum, or are we trying to restore their lifestyles?
Prosthetic technology is advancing at a rapid pace, and practitioners like Lala and assistive technology innovators like Therese Wilkham are doing all they can to help amputees deal with winter weather and get to enjoy it. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.